You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt, and today we are talking Marlins baseball. We bring in Marlins reporter for MLB.com, Joe Fusaro. And Joe, big story for the Marlins this week is the fact that their CEO, Derek Jeter, held a town hall meeting with season ticket holders to address the season ticket holders' concerns about the team. What was your reaction to this town hall?
It kind of went as expected. It was lively. I mean, when you make the moves the Marlins make and you have the history of transition, down here, there's going to be a reaction. There's going to be some anger. There's going to be some passion. And all accounts are Derek Jeter kind of handled it as well as he could. Even some of the responses I'm getting back and the feedback from people that were there, or even some of the ones who don't like the moves, gave him a lot of credit for, being up there and listening and hearing their pleas. Some of it got a little crazy, but that kind of happens down here from time to time. We're kind of used to it. So, they've been through fire sales before, if we want to even use that word. And then the bottom line is, Jeter is kind of stuck to his guns, and that's going to be kind of the key throughout this whole process. Is he has said from the start there will be unpopular, there will be some unpopular decisions and some moves. But this team has not won. They haven't had a winning season since 2009, haven't been to the postseason since 2003, and changes were going to be in order. And, he talked a lot again about sustainable success and the stuff that we've kind of addressed for months, that there's not enough farm system, there's not enough pitching, and, as good as the core was, you had a couple of guys having career years. And it really wasn't a sustainable formula. So that's why I think you're seeing what you had coming. And I thought it was a good step. And the reaction from other media that was at the event was it was a good step to try to, get in front of the people, explain what you're doing, and then, lay a plan out and then follow it.
Joe, is this the only town hall that the Marlins are going to hold, or are we expecting others?
Well, they said there could be more, but, normally this isn't completely foreign for this team. I mean, I was here the first day that David Sampson and Jeffrey Loria took over and back in 2002, and they had a town hall meeting, and they did it in a town hall style at Fan Fest. And, there will be Fan Fest, I assume. We haven't had all the details yet, but that usually kind of leads into the start of spring training, either late, January, early February. So I wouldn't doubt, some more, meetings like this, whether it'll be 200, invited season ticket holders or others, time will tell. But I think there will be throughout this process kind of a feeling out from the fans' reaction that, teams, wants to gauge what is on people's minds, and then they'll act accordingly.
In terms of the players' reactions, JT Realmuto and Christian Yelich have expressed both of their displeasures recently about staying with the team after, obviously, these key pieces were traded away. Do you believe that both of these players, one or neither, will be with the team next year?
I think they both will be on the opening day lineup, whether they get moved at any point after that. But, the team has a kind of strategic plan of how they want to push this forward. And, what I heard was, after the three major trades, Gordon, Stanton, Ozuna, that was it. That's kind of where they wanted to take this at this point. There's all sorts of reasons for moves being made, and a lot of it could be service time, obviously salary. Realmuto's just entering arbitration. He's not a free agent for 3 years. And my understanding is, he just kind of doesn't want to be the lone guy standing if everyone's moved. Yelich just lost, the Marlins can make a case, had the best outfield in the National League, if not baseball, in terms of productivity with Yelich, Stanton, Ozuna, and two-thirds of them have been traded. So Yelich has been up since 13. He also has not been part of a winning team. But, I think if he's a disgruntled player, if they think that one of these two or both are going to be disgruntled in a point where it could be detrimental to the team, maybe they act accordingly there. But there's really no urgency or pressure to move either. Normally, you get that kind of reaction, from, I imagine, other teams when key players are moved. I'm sure if someone gave them a call and at the moment that happens, I'm sure you would get a lot of people saying they want to go to a winner or a team more primed to win. But Bottom line is, you know, Michael Hill sent out a statement after those reports came out saying that the Marlins will be the ones initiating the conversations with clubs when they intend to, you know, pursue training a player.
All right, let's talk about some of the newest members of the Marlins, something that fans can get excited about. They get Sandy Alcantara from the Cardinals for Marcelo Ozuna. What do you believe his upside is, as he's now the top prospect in this farm system?
Oh, I think Sandy's the guy that, you know, he's someone I'm personally looking forward to seeing in spring training, electric arm. I mean, just, you know, 8 appearances with the Cardinals last year, a very small sample size. But StatCast had his fastball average at 98-plus miles an hour. So, you know, an electric arm, a guy that they envision pitching at the top of a rotation, 22 years old. And, you know, the only question is he going to show enough in spring training to be on the opening day roster? There is no urgency. I mean, if you're in a process of wanting guys to develop and pitching is certainly king, you know, or key, I should say, to making this thing improve, he's going to have to be well, you know, be ready. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Alcantara starts off, let's say, in AAA or AA and spends a couple of weeks, if not the first month, and kind of gets, you know, promoted that way. But if he pitches and shows worthy of being in the rotation from day one, you know, that could happen as well.
They also get Magnera Sierra from the Cardinals in that Ozuna deal. I just remember on his first major league hit, they were playing the Braves, and when the ball made its way back to the dugout, Carlos Martinez pretended to chuck it into the stands and then held on to it instead. And Sierra's face, you could just see like, no, like, don't let that ball go. That means so much to me. I know that Marlins fans are going to be excited once they get their eyes on this kid, because he's got a lot of upside for this team too.
Yeah, and some of the, you know, in terms of timeline to get him to the big leagues, kind of similarly to Alcantara, where you're looking at, you know, if Sierra needs another month or so, I anticipate at some point he will be the center fielder. If Yelich is still here, I think Yelich goes to left field. And in Marlins Park, which is really spacious, you need someone that can fly. And, you know, all indications are he's, you know, among the fastest players in baseball and covers a lot of ground. I hear about his hitting. He has a way of kind of having the ball hit the barrel of the bat. And, not a big power guy, but, you know, would be kind of that prototypical, you know, speed defensive guy, apparently a really good arm. And, you know, as a team, you know, when you trade, you know, D. Gordon and 60 stolen bases leave there, and, you know, Sierra is a guy that could kind of hit that speed leadoff guy who can steal a couple of bases for you at the top. So whether that's April, whether that's June, whether that's next year, you know, they're all part of a process right now. So another guy that fans could be excited about, you know, to see what he can do as this moves on.
How about their pitching prospect, Jorge Guzman, who came to Miami in that Stanton deal?
That's maybe the most interesting guy they got. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of criticism that the Marlins didn't get, you know, very good return on Stanton. And, you know, time will tell on that. But all I've heard about Guzman is from people I really respect that know baseball, said the most electric arm in minor league baseball, not the most electric arm in the Yankee system, in minor league baseball, and throws up to 103 miles an hour, you know, a really nasty slider. And it'll be very interesting. Here's a guy that will not be rushed. I don't anticipate seeing him, you know, opening day, and maybe not for the first half or maybe even all of the season, unless it's like a September type thing. But I think when you get somebody with that much raw talent and can be a legitimate ace, and you got a guy like Gary Denbo, the vice president of player development scouting, who saw him and worked with him in New York in their system, you know, this is going to be a guy, a future ace, they hope, and a lot of upside. Now, you know, power arm, we'll see how he holds up. We'll see how the command is. But the minor league numbers, the strikeout-to-walk ratio, really, really good. But, you know, he's going to be a guy that's going to get a lot of excitement. And, you know, this is the type of rotation that, if not a matter of months, maybe 1 year, could have three guys when you count Jose Urania that are throwing 100 miles an hour. And I don't think there's another staff like that. I know the Mets with Syndergaard and so forth. But, you know, this could be a very unique situation in Miami here if these guys all kind of click and kind of start coming into their own, what that can mean to the, you know, to getting this thing in a spot to win.
Yeah, that's what the organization is hoping for sure. As we're going into the holiday season, give me one thing on the top of the Marlins wish list, potentially heading into and then coming out of the Christmas and the New Year that they could potentially do in January.
Yeah, I think, from all indications, to kind of address something by bringing in Jacob Turner. He signed a minor league deal with Ninvite, formerly in the Marlins system. People remember he came over in the Anibal Sanchez, Omar Infante trade in 2012 from Detroit. Now, is this a significant signing? No and yes. It addresses kind of the big picture. They are looking for veteran right-handed or veteran starters who can come in and log innings and ease, the pressure of having to promote Alcantara, Guzman, and others more quickly than they should. So I'm anticipating some free agent signings or starting pitching that will, be guys that could help get this thing and add the depth. Now, secondly, I think that you're going to have to at some point see, probably a corner outfield type that has potential to hit up to 20 home runs because, they just traded 96 home runs in Stanton and Ozuna. You're never going to recover that. That's obvious, but you're going to have to win a little different way. But still, you would like to have a little bit more power in the outfield because as of right now, let's say Sierra is on the opening roster. You have Yelich, and then you got a guy named Branston Lee who came over in the Adani Echeverria trade back in June who might be the best defensive outfielder in minor leagues. That's how he was projected. He was the Double-A at Double-A Jacksonville. He ended up being the Southern League's batting champion and a guy who isn't getting really any credit, but he's a guy who's left-handed bat, who can hit, get on base, run, and play really plus defense. And he's an interesting guy. As of now, I'd probably have him in right field. But the thing is, you basically have Yelich to be the power bat of those three. So you probably want to see a little bit more power come from a corner outfield spot. I know they'll want, Dietrich to play out there, but Dietrich never hit more than, 12, 13 home runs. It's not like he's proven to be a 20-homer guy. So I think you're going to see a push for starting pitcher that could help, the young guys develop and then a power bat, somebody that could get them about 20 homers.
All right, something to look forward to for this Marlins team and their fans. That's going to do it for us here on MLB.com Extras Marlins Edition. Happy holidays, and we'll see you in the new year, Joe. Thank you so much.